Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1172. This is your host, Danny Pena. And for this episode, we have a special guest. And actually, this is a podcast exclusive. We're going to have the product manager at NVIDIA, GeForce. Now we have Andrew Fear, where they're going to be talking about all the announcements that NVIDIA had today. Great conversation. Great, great conversation. And I think for those that are into PC gaming and also would like to try out NVIDIA GeForce Now, this will be an excellent, excellent episode and interview for you guys to check out. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You can find us also on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Just follow us. Also, post a review or even subscribe to the show. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion, guys, we need questions for y'all. You know, I know we've been getting emails here and there, but a lot of those questions were already has been answered. So it's great to get just other questions. Be creative, you know what I'm saying? So we can have a whole segment or even better, a full, complete episode just strictly answering questions from the listeners. So it all depends on you. So if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, like I was saying, we're going to have a great conversation with Andrew Fear and NVIDIA at GeForce Now. About their new tier and announcements, and it was a great, great conversation. We're going to play that in a few minutes. For those that don't know, make sure to listen to our last episode that we had, Armando, better known as Chancleta Mangu, from the Save Point podcast. We had a great conversation about the Nintendo Switch Online, new tier where you could get, you know, the Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis and the Animal Crossing DLC all into one, and you pay $50 every 12 months. And it was a great conversation. You know, we mentioned the good and the bad about this announcement, and I think you would like that conversation. It was really, really cool. So make sure to download it right now, episode 1171, which came out on Monday. All right, everyone, so I'm going to play the interview right now with Andrew Fear, and once we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Enjoy the interview.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Hi, my name is Andrew Fear. I'm the Senior Product Manager of GeForce Now at NVIDIA.
All right, well, Andrew, welcome to the show, man. I have a couple questions. I know you guys have a big announcement. By the time the podcast comes out, it's going to be out, but yeah, GeForce Now, some new tier now, right, that you guys have been working on for a while. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's two big announcements. The first one is that we're announcing a brand new GeForce Now server architecture we call the GeForce Now SuperPod, which is an amazing piece of hardware which is going to enable some pretty amazing experiences for streaming. Mm-hmm. And to go along with that, we're announcing our brand new GeForce Now RTX 3080 membership, which will give you access to Ampere GPUs, now available in the cloud.
Yeah, so for those that have never tried out GeForce Now, what makes this different than what you guys had before?
Well, the biggest thing is about performance. You know, at NVIDIA, we're big fans of GPUs and faster performance and playing games. And so this brand new architecture is going to unlock some pretty incredible features that have not been possible before. So the GPU architecture we're putting on our GeForce Now SuperPods have over 35 teraflops of processing power, which is about 3 times faster than an Xbox Series X. And what it will allow us to do is to enable streaming up to 1440p at 120 frames per second, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. The fact that we now stream at 120 frames per second in the cloud. And what's even cooler about that is that now the combination of that faster streaming, along with some low latency adaptive sync technology, we're going to actually be able to bring your total latency on the cloud to less than 60 milliseconds for some games, which means it's basically you're not going to be able to tell the difference between playing in the cloud in GeForce Now or playing locally on your desktop.
So this officially launches this week or soon?
Yeah, so this week, the pre-orders will go live on October 21st. We'll allow GeForce Now Priority and Founders members to be able to sign up for the new RTX 3080 membership on a first-come, first-served basis. And after 1 week, we're gonna open up to anyone to be able to sign up. And then the availability will happen is in North America. Pre-orders will go live for being able to play that membership in November for North America. And in Europe, it'll be December.
What about other locations, other regions, like let's say Latin America, other places around the world?
So GeForce Now operates about 30 data centers around the world through our own network that we co-host ourselves along with our GeForce Now Alliance partners. In North America, NVIDIA has about 11 data centers. In Europe, we have 6. Our Alliance partners, who I think you're asking about, they have 13 data centers around the world, including in South America, Russia, Korea, Japan, Australia. And those are what we call the GeForce Now Alliance partners. And you'll likely see them start to have the RTX 3080 membership sometime next year.
Oh, that's really cool. Really cool. So yeah, I've been trying out GeForce Now for the first time now for the past couple of days.
And what you think?
I like it. I like it a lot because, you know, I play a lot of my games to TV and also through mobile devices too. And yeah, and I test it out. I love it. Been testing out Control, Alan Wake.
Great game.
Also one of my favorite Streets of Rage 4. I know I have a couple of friends out there that probably know I'm a fanatic of that game. But yeah, it's good. It's been really, really smooth. Easy process too. Really, really easy. So I can't wait to test out the new servers too. I think that's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been using GeForce Now and working on it for 9 years, and I remember when it started, it was it certainly wasn't as easy as it is now. But I mean, for me, I'm a Mac user. Maybe unfortunately to some of your people who are going to watch this, I love Macs. I use them. My wife likes Macs, and so it meant I had to have a completely separate gaming tower for my PC gaming. And as GeForce Now is starting to get really good over the past couple of years, and now with the RTX 3080, I mean, I don't even need to use it anymore. I simply just play Cyberpunk streaming directly over the cloud, and it literally I can't even tell I'm playing it over the cloud.
Yeah. Now, what are the benefits for those that don't have a powerful PC? Maybe they have a Chromebook, or maybe through their tablet or iPhone device or Android device. What are the benefits of using this new tier for those that don't have a powerful PC?
Yeah, well, the great thing about this new RTX 3080 membership is it will help anyone with any device you have. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that we have the Ampere GPUs in the cloud, I mean, if you think about a lot of these underpowered PCs, if you look at Steam, for instance, the most common GPUs on Steam are Intel integrated graphics. Some of them are 3, 4, 5 years old. And the performance you're going to get out of the most popular integrated graphics on the Steam survey today, which is the Intel, I think it's the UGPU 620, our new membership tier will be 70 times faster for 3D performance, which is pretty crazy. If you look at even the most popular dedicated GPU on Steam, which happens to be an NVIDIA GPU, it's a GTX 1060, this new membership from GeForce Now will be 7 times faster. So it's a huge leaps and bounds in terms of performance over anything else that's out there. And what's great about it is that it doesn't matter what device you're on. You can be on a Chromebook, you can be on an older MacBook, an older integrated graphics, an Android phone, an iPhone, whatever it is you want to play on. It doesn't really matter. You get the benefits of having a tremendous amount of performance straight from the cloud. Now, as I mentioned, if you want to take advantage of it even more, if you connect up a 120 hertz gaming monitor to your PC or Mac, you can unlock all the potential with 120 frames per second streaming. But you don't need to have it. Everyone will have a terrific experience upgrading to this new membership level.
Yeah, so what about a person like me that have the Shield TV Pro, right? 4K. How's that going to look on TV, man?
It's going to look pretty amazing. We're streaming at true 4K with HDR, and it's 60 frames per second, and it's going to look amazing. And you're also going to get the benefit of up to 7.1 surround sound. So kind of like that total cinematic gaming experience that I think everyone's wanted, this is going to give it to them for the first time.
That's really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah, man, I'm really excited about this project that you guys have been working on for a while, man. I can't wait to see the reactions from everybody. And also, I can't wait. Maybe in the future too, other regions probably going to get this too. You know, and I'm excited to see what people are going to say once this releases, man. What was it like? The hardest part, you and your team working on this. Like, what was like challenges or anything like that while working on this?
Well, the biggest thing is really perfecting the quality of it. I mean, to be honest with you, if you look at cloud gaming in general, like people have been doing cloud things for years, right? It's not like cloud gaming has been an evolution of technology in the cloud. I mean, we've had streaming. I mean, I'm going to date myself. Going back to Windows NT, you had remote streaming protocol, your remote desktop protocols. You had all these things that sort of were out there and were capable. Mm-hmm. But the problem was they weren't very good quality. And sometimes I always like to say laziness is the best way to create amazing products. And I'll always remember the idea behind streaming games in NVIDIA started because some of our driver engineers, what happens is when we bring up a new GPU, like let's say we're launching, I'll make it up, GeForce 4. You've got the hardware guys sit in a lab, and you got the driver team who sits in their cubes, and they're passing drivers back and forth, sending it to the guy in the lab saying, here, try this driver. And the hardware guy will say, well, I brought up a game. You want to come take a look at it? And these guys sometimes have to walk down to the lab, which oftentimes is in a different building. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're working super late in the evening. They work until 1 o'clock in the morning during this bring up time. And one of our engineers finally one day said, you know what? I'm really tired of walking over the lab anymore. I don't want to do it. So he just, you know, in one afternoon decided to write a little streaming stack to be able to stream the output out of the GPU to his desktop. So he could watch all the bring up. He could see what's going on. He could get on the phone. And after a while, he said, wow, this works pretty good. And he went and started talking to the marketing folks and saying, hey, this could actually be a product. We could turn it into something. And slowly over time, you saw NVIDIA sort of learn from this and launch different products. We launched things like GameStream, which is streaming in your home from like a GeForce gaming PC to a Shield. And then slowly we started launching GeForce Now and Shield about 5 years ago. And then over time, we started adding more things like streaming to PC, Mac, Chromebook, iOS, iPad. And it's sort of grown over time. But what we've had to really do is perfect the quality of everything you see. And so with this new SuperPod, really having amazing quality streaming where the encoding as it comes out is, you know, looks amazing. And there's a whole set of new technology that went into this new product we called Adaptive Sync technology. And the idea behind it was that normal cloud gaming services, what they do is you've got kind of three parts of, think about the cloud as sort of in three major parts. You've got a rendering where you got to render the frames on the server, and then you have to encode those frames, and then you send them over the internet to your client device, whatever it is, Chromebook, phone, tablet, who knows what. And for the most of the time, what people were doing were just sort of rendering it and forgetting it. So on the server, you render whatever you want to, then you encode it whenever you want to, and then you display it whatever you want to. And what ends up happening is that these are all running sort of at different synchronizations, and the frames come through over the internet jarbled, they're out of order, they might repeat, you might get a double frame, you might get a stutter. And so the quality really was just not that good. And so for the past, you know, 9 to 10 years, what we've been trying to do is how do we perfect that quality of those frames? Right. And that's something even if you look at going even to our desktop GPU business, we're all about sending out quality, fast frames. That's what we want to do. We want to deliver quality, fast frames to anyone. And so when we started working on the RTX 3080, we invented some technology we call adaptive sync technology, which synchronizes that entire process. And a great way to think about it for, you know, anyone watching this or listening to this is that if you think about what we did NVIDIA with G-Sync years ago. What we did, it was a technology where what happened was you would vary the refresh rate of the monitor that you're playing on to match the rendering of the GPU. So if your GPU rendered at, you know, 40, 42, 45, 50, you would change the refresh rate of the display to match that. Adaptive Sync on GFN is kind of the opposite. What we do is we vary the rendering of the GPU in our server to match your local client's refresh rate. So we kind of flip it around a little bit, but the result is a very similar type of idea that we want to stream quality frames, want to make it look good. And the genius of the whole thing is it actually also helps lower latency overall, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I've been talking to a couple of my friends, and also I mentioned this on the last episode, the process of connecting my Steam account, my Epic account, also Ubisoft, and also EA accounts there. And without even downloading the game, I just pop it up. It pops up in my GeForce Now, and I just play from there, which is actually pretty cool.
The power of the cloud.
Yeah, and even better too. Like you don't have to download any games on your PC, or if you're trying to save like some space. I feel like the process is really, really easy. I think people should definitely check out this, man. Now, for those that I know, there's a free tier where you could test it out for like an hour or so, right? How about for those that would like to test out a new service? Like, is there a way for them to test that out too, if they're curious about it?
At this time, we don't have a free offering for the new RTX 3080. You know, obviously we have a limited capacity, and we want to serve the people that are really interested in pre-ordering it. And we know there's a lot of excitement for it that's coming out. So we don't have a free option just yet for that to try it. It's something maybe we can think about in the future, but we just don't have it at launch day.
Cool. Now,
But I wanted to comment. I thought that was a great point you made about saving download space. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people kind of forget that, is that these games now are getting, you know, 60, 80, 100 gigabytes of size. Mm-hmm. And if you play a couple games at once, like even on my Xbox right now, I'm having this problem where I don't have an external hard drive plugged into it. Mm-hmm. And when Far Cry 6 came out, and I wanted to try it on my Xbox just to see how it played. Immediately, I started getting messages like, you got to delete something or manage it or take it offline because there's no room for Far Cry 6. Mm-hmm. GeForce Now is not a problem for us, right? You can literally play, if you had the time and the effort and you owned all these games, you mm-hmm. could play 1,000 games every day and you wouldn't have to download any of them. They just stream directly to your device.
Yeah, and I know you guys are always adding new games too to the service, right?
Yes, we add games every week. We call it GFN Thursday. And what we do is we try to give you our users a selection of brand new day and date titles, as well as back catalog titles. Mm-hmm. Last week was really cool. We released the entire Crysis Remastered trilogy on GeForce Now, and it kind of answered the age old question: is can it run Crysis? Well, guess what? Your 10-year-old Intel Integrated laptop can run Crysis. Your Chromebook can run Crysis. Your iPhone can run Crysis. Your Android mm-hmm. phone can run Crysis. So pretty much anything can run Crysis now. And it was a really cool campaign to see, because people were posting like the worst looking devices they could come up with, and here it is, it's running Crysis now.
That is wild, right? I remember when that came out, It was a struggle just to run that back in the days.
Oh, it's if you've been in PC gaming long enough, we all remember it. Is can it run Crysis was a mantra for a year and a half of people just saying, could it run it? And everyone struggled for a while.
Yeah. How about if there's a game that the community is super excited, they would like to see this part of GeForce Now, how that can do that? You know, it doesn't have to be AAA games, but also indie games. How can they request that to you guys, or what? Or petitions or what?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we always listen to everyone. It's funny, is there's a ton of in-app feedback, and there's a ton of places to give feedback. The mm-hmm. best way, you know, is to go directly into our app. There's an in-app feedback option that's available in all of our apps, and you can click it, and you can send a problem report, a feature request, a game request. And we do our best to try to add those games that people want. Mm-hmm. What we do, just so you know, everyone who's watching this understands it, is we work with publishers to ask them and get permission to stream their games from GeForce Now. Mm-hmm. So there is we want to make sure that we're taking our steps with their publishing partners to make sure that they're comfortable with all the things we're doing to offer their games in our service. And if publishers agree to bring their games to GeForce Now, then we start adding them based upon the popularity and the requests.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, people always say, well, does it work? Well, you know, just this past month, we brought Electronic Arts to GeForce Now for the first time, which I'm sure tons of people were asking about, saying, when is GeForce Now coming? Well, it's here. You can play Battlefield 1, you can play Mirror's Edge, and hopefully in the future, be able to play more exciting games from Electronic Arts and other publishers.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, I do have a question about this. So, I'm new to all this with GeForce Now, and I noticed in the tier that I'm at, it says they only have, like 6-hour sessions. Is that, like, as a newbie, is this like a daily thing or monthly thing or what? Because I know the new tier, it increased the hours of sessions, right? So what made you guys make that decision to do that? And also the first question, like, is that daily or what?
No, so the session length you're talking about is your ability to play a game session like in a single run. So in the free membership SKU, you can play a game for up to 1 hour of a session length. In the priority SKU, you can play up to 6 hours. And the new RTX 3080 membership, you can play for up to 8 hours. And the reason why we do that is that obviously we've got users that are connecting to the service at any given time that want to play. And so we try to find ways to give users additional capacity by, after a certain period of time, we say, hey, you know, if you're a free user after an hour, it's time to, you know, we're going to disconnect you, and it's time for the next person to get in. So that's really the idea behind it, is just to give people more options to be able to play.
And what? Why the 6 hours or 8 hours? Is that like the average? That's like the average person plays, or that it just makes sense, those numbers, for you guys?
You know, I mean, if you're playing for 6 hours straight, more power to you.
Yeah, more power to you, exactly.
I don't remember the last time. I'm trying to think when I played a six-hour game session. Might have been when the first Halo came out. I think maybe sitting down on a Friday evening and playing it for 6 hours overnight into the 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah.
You know, we picked a time length that we thought that made sense for a lot of these classes of service to give people a fair shot to be able to get into play. Mm-hmm. An hour kind of makes sense for a free user. You know, after an hour, we think most people, if they've gotten in and tried a game, they've probably decided if this is going to be a service for them or not. For the priority, you know, 6 hours, I think is pretty long. I mean, if you can play League of Legends for 6 hours, again, that's pretty darn good. And 80 hours for us, we felt with the RTX 3080, we just wanted to give people, you know, even more time because they're paying a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm. Why cloud gaming is the future for you guys?
Well, I think that the cloud is the future for a lot of companies. Mm-hmm. But I think that we also believe that there'll always be a market for both, you know, local gaming as well as cloud gaming. You know, the standard gaming desktop market is still growing every year. It's an incredible market. It's got terrific amount of features, you know, GPUs, games, everything. And for people that want the absolute best experience, you know, the local gaming experience is certainly, you know, a great option. You can get a super fast GPU, fast gaming monitor, have a great experience. But we know there's a lot of people that don't have access to a gaming PC for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You could be a student who uses Chromebook. You could be a business professional. Maybe you're like me, you like Mac OS, or maybe you just only have an Android phone. And a lot of those people, you know, we call them aspirational gamers. Like, they really want to be a gamer, but for whatever reason, their device is holding them back. And so we want to find a way to address those customers. And if you look at, like, the GeForce gaming desktop market is about 200 million gamers today. The entire gaming market overall is billions of gamers. And there's all these people that are out there that want to have a chance to play a game. And we just want to give them a chance to do it. And the cool thing about it is that if you think about GeForce Now, the way you get your gaming rig now is you just have to download an app. You don't even need to, you know, crack open your PC or whatever it is and upgrade it. Just download an app, start streaming it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, one of the things I'm always bringing up, the reason why I love cloud gaming, is this is going to help a lot of the, like, especially low-income families that just can't afford to buy an expensive PC. But maybe they have a mobile phone, tablet, like I said earlier, or like I said too, Chromebook. You know, it's very cheap. You could definitely get that. And just with that alone, it will introduce a lot of the new generation to play all these games that we've been enjoying for a very long time. You know, I think that's going to be a great experience, and that's going to help out a lot of people that never played PC gaming before. This is going to be an opportunity for them to try it out for the first time.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at a lot of these, you know, call them emerging markets, whatever you want. I mean, Brazil is a terrific market for gaming. It's a passionate gaming market. You know, their biggest challenge is that buying hardware devices in Brazil, I know there's higher tax rates. And so, you know, you think about someone, an average student or, you know, an average professional in Brazil who has to make a decision and say, do I want to buy a gaming PC this month or do I need to buy a phone because I need a phone? Well, the great thing is just buy your phone, right? You can buy, everyone kind of needs a phone nowadays. It's kind of an accepted fact that if you do anything or you have family or friends or even just want to check the internet, you have to have a phone, and a gaming PC might be a luxury. Well, if you got a phone, terrific. You now have a GeForce gaming rig in your pocket. You can play. And it's a great value add. I mean, if you look at what it costs to do a gaming rig today, you know, you want to build an RTX 3080 gaming rig, it's probably costing you about $2,000 maybe, you know, roughly speaking for US dollars. Mm-hmm. If you subscribe to the RTX 3080 membership, it's only $99 for 6 months, which is, you know, that's an amazing value add. I mean, it's hard pressed, you know, in nowadays world to say what is a great value add. I think less than $17 a month to get access to an RTX 3080 is a pretty tremendous value add.
Yeah. What about for those that don't have a fast connection, but they have maybe a phone with 5G? Is that something that has been good too, using the service through a 5G cell phone provider or what?
Yeah, we've done a lot of optimizations over 5G as well. One of our first GeForce Now Alliance partners was LG U Plus in Korea. And they were kind of one of the first telcos, I think, that might have even deployed 5G officially, if I remember correctly. And this is going back, you know, 2-3 years ago. They started testing 5G when it was coming out. We started doing optimizations. And the biggest thing we do is we have what we call a quality of service algorithm. And what it does is it looks at your connection, whether you're connected wired, wireless, or over cellular, and it tries to make adjustments to the encoder, which is the stream of video coming to your device. And it tries to change that and make sure it can account for the data connection you have. And we've done a lot of optimizations for that to make sure that 5G, you know, plays great. And a lot of people, you know, they play over 5G and it's a pretty cool experience.
Can you mention any games that you're excited for people to try out on GeForce Now that, like for me, I really enjoy playing, you know, Control, also Alan Wake, et cetera, right? But is there other games that people are probably going to be very surprised that works perfectly for GeForce Now?
Yeah, well, first of all, have you finished Control yet? I don't want to give you any spoilers.
Oh, yeah, I finished. No, okay. This is my fourth, fifth time already. I want to, because I already played in different platforms. So okay. I want to focus on trying to finish it. Yeah. So I want to finish it. What's up? What were you saying?
I was going to say, I see why you like Alan Wake because of the whole crossover.
Universe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. So. I think Remedy is one of my favorite studios so far. So
they're a great studio.
Yeah. So I'm planning to go 100% with Control just through GeForce Now. So that's the goal. I already completed on like on different platforms, but that's my next goal right now.
I think you can do it. I have faith in you. I played it too.
Thank you.
I love that game. It's a fun game. I mean, I played too many hours in the game too. Mm-hmm. All the DLCs, everything I finished. You know, what is it? It was the Awe. There was two DLCs, if I remember correctly. It was the Mission and the Awe.
The one that I loved. I think it was Foundation. I think it was. I can't remember.
Foundation. That was the one. I couldn't remember it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a while, like at first, because you know that their game was really. It was fascinating to me because they kind of, unlike mini games, they kind of dropped you into the world.
Yeah.
And they didn't really quite tell you what was going on. You kind of had to figure it out and discover it over time as your character was sort of figuring out who she was and what mm-hmm. she was trying to figure out. So yeah. It was a little different than other games I'm used to where you get a little more background story on who you are.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
deep.
Yeah. Well, back to your question, there's a ton of great games coming to GeForce Now. You know, I mentioned earlier we bought Crisis Remastered Trilogy to GeForce Now. Mm-hmm. You know, we bought Far Cry 6 earlier this month. We added Naraka: Bladepoint, which is a really cool game. This month, we're also going to be adding Riders Republic, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is really cool. I'm looking forward to that. Got my pre-order in. And then even this week, because I believe this blog is posting on the 21st, or this video is going to post on the 21st, we're going to bring New World to GeForce Now, which is a hugely popular franchise, a game on Steam right now. I think it's, you know, top two or three games on Steam. That plays great as well, and I know people are going to love that title.
Wow, I'm very surprised. I want to see how that game works on GeForce Now. Very, very surprised.
It plays great. I mean, I have it. I'd show you my screen if I could that it was here and playing, but it has. I've been playing a little bit, and it's a really fun game.
No, really cool, man. Again, I'm excited to hear more of what you guys have been working on, too. In the future, there's going to be other surprises, too. But I can't wait to see people's reaction once the news goes out, man. So congratulations, and I can't wait to see and try this out for sure.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm glad to hear you love it because that's honestly what we built it for is, you know, I love hearing these stories like this where you, you know, I've been in video long enough for 20 years where, mm-hmm. you know, I used to go to the airport, you know, I'm carrying, you know, 20 graphics cards through the metal detector or who knows what. And you get these looks and questions from the security guy. It's like, well, who are you? Where are you taking these? What are they for? And I have to explain to myself, well, I work in NVIDIA. What do they do? We're a computer graphics company. And we've grown so much in being able to deliver these amazing experiences that now when I go through the security, which I haven't been to the security checkpoint in about a year and a half, mm-hmm. but when I would go through recently, I would say, what is all this stuff? Well, I work at NVIDIA. You work at NVIDIA? I love you guys. I play this, and this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just talking to some of my neighbors in where I live, like I've encountered people where they'll ask me what I do. I work at NVIDIA. What do you do? I work on GeForce Now, and I've encountered like even a couple of people in my neighborhood. They go, "Oh my gosh, I have that! I love it! I have this, you know, I have this cruddy laptop. I used to work, and I play games on it now." And so that's honestly what's really rewarding. And it sounds kind of cheesy to say it, but it really is awesome to be able to talk to people and say, you know, I didn't have money to buy a GPU, or I didn't, you know, I'm a Mac user, or whatever reason you just didn't want to upgrade, but you now can game on whatever device you want. Mm-hmm. It really is cool to hear, and we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, quick question. I just remember this. Do you guys planning to do anything like that for like smart TVs? Like for those that can't get a Shield TV, can they just download an app and put this on a smart TV or no in the future or no?
We're looking into it in the future. You know, certainly I think that's another terrific market to open up into and enable cloud gaming on because a lot of the smart TVs, you know, are all connected to the internet now. You've mm-hmm. got a Netflix app, you've got a Comcast app, you got a Hulu app, and it would be great to see a GeForce Now app there as well. Mm-hmm. We don't have any announcements today, but it's certainly something we're looking at because I think there's a lot of people and a lot of televisions that are out there.
Yeah, that would be huge. I'll tell you right now, that happens. Yeah. Woof. I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. No,
you're
but
you're gonna be GeForce now in your living room everywhere, huh?
I know, everywhere.
Bathroom, bedroom,
kitchen
table.
Yep. No, Andrew, I just want to say, man, thanks for the interview, man. And anytime you guys have any updates, man, hit us up and definitely we'll put you here again on a podcast.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And glad to hear you're loving it. And good luck in playing Control again a second time.
Let's do it.
Fifth time or whatever it is.
Fifth time. All right, man.
Fifth time.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Hey, Gamertag Radio listeners, let's talk about our sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends, that is out now for iOS, Android, and even for the PC, totally for free. Now, are you into turn-based RPG, MMORPG, or even PvP arena? Then you definitely got to check out this game that is out right now, totally for free for the app, iOS, Android, and even PC. Now, it has amazing next-generation mobile gaming graphics, over 400 champions. There are billions of possible builds and teams for different play modes. Or you could even play with other Gamertag Radio listeners, PvP Arena, and you could fight against them. Now, there is a personal code right here where you could use to receive an amazing welcome bonus. And at the same time, you will be supporting Gamertag Radio. So the code is Gamertag Raid. That's Gamertag, R-A-I-D, only one word, and you could put that promo code in the game to get a welcome bonus. Yes, you will receive an amazing welcome bonus. Again, I love PvP arenas, and I love turn-based games that I've been playing throughout the years, and this is an amazing game that you definitely got to check out. And by the way, it's totally for free. Just try it out and let us know on Discord. Again, go right now, download the game for iOS, Android, and even PC, and put the promo code GamertagRaid. That's GamertagRaid, all one word, and you will be also supporting Gamertag Radio, and you will receive an amazing welcome bonus. We'd like to thank Raid Shadow Legends for supporting and sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so that was Andrew Fear from NVIDIA GeForce Now. Please let me know your thoughts about the conversation. Now, I have to clear something up. During the conversation, I did mention and ask to Andrew about the sessions, the six-hour sessions, eight-hour sessions, etc. Even the NVIDIA free version, free tier, which is only like an hour session. This is a very important note that those are unlimited six-hour sessions. It's not a daily thing or anything like that. So there's no daily limit. You could play for 6 hours and stream, eat lunch, go back, play it again. That was the question I wanted to ask because, you know, I'm new to the service. I wanted to find out more about it. So there was an update after we finished that interview, and I just wanted to make sure that for you, for those who are listening, there's unlimited sessions. So for example, you could go and try out the free tier also, and you will get that too. So, but just want to say that very quick. That was a quick update about the 6 hour sessions, 8 hour sessions of the tiers for NVIDIA GeForce Now. Now, I do want to mention that I'm planning to continue to using this, test it out. I'm going to also post some videos on my social media accounts because look, I love cloud gaming. I think ever since I played it a couple years back, it completely changed my mind, and I can see the potential with all this. So it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I've been playing Control, Alan Wake, Streets of Rage 4, and other games. And I'm going to continue to test it out, and I'm going to post it. And most likely, maybe a live stream. We'll see. But the majority of stuff I'm going to be posting on my Twitter account. So make sure to follow me at GODFREE. That's Godfrey, GODFREE. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. We're going to continue here, posting more content. Like I said, P is out of town. Paris has been busy. Don't worry, we're going to be still releasing new content here. Now, I just want to mention a couple of things. That the end of November, which is going to be around Thanksgiving week, we're going to take that week off. Also, we're going to take multiple weeks off in December. We always do this every year during Christmas time, and also New Year's. So we'll be back sometime in early January, you know, with a new season of Gamer Tag Radio. It's going to be our 17th year doing this for the podcast. It's pretty hard to find out with other shows out there, you know, but I'm glad that we're still going to continue creating content. I'm still having fun with this and the guys too. And I just want to say thank you to all the supporters, everybody that have been listening to the show and sending us voice messages, emails, or even tweets, or posting on Facebook, etc., Instagram, etc. But I'm glad that you guys have been still listening and also even interacting with us on Discord, which is a very, very cool place to meet other community members, and it's very, very active daily. So, but I just want to say that very quick. I'm planning to do a couple other things too in the future, where I'm going to get together with my brother and we're going to have a conversation about Xbox Unleashed that happened almost 20 years ago on November 2nd through the 3rd of 2001. And we're going to talk about how was it for us going to that event for the first time. And there's audio that I posted and some that I haven't, that I'm also going to be posting it on the podcast. But this was the place where I got to play Xbox for the first time. And there's going to be some funny stories about Nintendo showing up at the event. It's hilarious. But I think y'all are going to love it. You're not going to find this nowhere else. This is an exclusive content for y'all. And that's going to happen very, very soon. Actually, the week of this, before the 2nd and the 3rd, I'm going to mention that. And it was a 48-hour competition where you go to the event and play Xbox games. And yeah, we'll talk about all that very, very soon in the podcast. But I'm doing this with my brother, so stay tuned for that. All right, everyone, I'm going to be out. Stay tuned to the next episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Until next time, peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.